Back at Union Tunnel Stadium, we begin the fourth quarter. Union up 42-7 against the Broken Arrow Tigers. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, and Doc Blevins on the field. Doc, what do you have for us?
Well, I wanted people to know why we were in South Lake Carroll last week. Something really neat happened. Luke Snyder, Coach Luke Snyder, and his wife Jordan have a brand new baby boy, Daxton. They're going to call him Dax, and that boy ought to have some athletic ability with a Division I football dad and Division I volleyball mama.
Yeah, and what a great family, huh? What a great family. Those guys have been important to Union for a long, long time.
We've seen one of those boys out there for quite some time, haven't we?
We have. And, you know, poor Zach, he had the knee injury in that state championship game against Jinx and still almost won the game for him. So we're beginning the fourth quarter. Broken Arrow trailing 42-7. We'll have it first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Cade Yeager brings him up once again. Yeager again has Boykin set to his left. And Boykin had a terrific series last time against most of the Union 2s. Look out there now. I see some of the Union 1s back out there. Snap goes to Yeager. He's going to fire left side. The ball's going to be caught at the 35-yard line, or 30-yard line, pardon me, up to around the 20, about the 32. Zach Marchalisi, and now here comes another flag out. Landon Wood helped on the tackle.
It's interesting when you get to this position, you know, how they mix them in, right? You mix a couple D-line with the stronger linebackers, and then you go the cornerbacks and the linebackers, and so Fields is in the game now. They're kind of shuffling the corners around. Landon Wood's still in the game there at the safety position, so starting to see a really good mix here on defense and getting some other guys in the ball game.
I want to go back down to Doc Blevins if he's listening down there. Doc, it kind of seems like it's getting a little chippy out there. Union's had a couple of penalties here. Are you feeling a little sloppiness?
Yeah, part of that is just bringing in some guys that didn't get to play at all last week, obviously, so this is their first action, I think. But, yeah, and the other thing is he will keep putting some starters back in simply because he wants to protect that divisional lead deal.
Correct. So Broken Arrow hands off to Boykin on the left side. He'll go forward across the 47 or around the 48. That'll be a gain of one. Mitchell Lewis on the tackle. Now, what Doc means by divisional is there is a formula of number of points scored and how you win and how much you win by as you get toward the end of the year when it comes to the division. So Kirk Frederick has a formula of how much a lead he wants before anything else happens. So he's going to sprinkle those guys in out there to cover that. So Asa Carter, Corey Piercy, Baycheck, all those guys back out there now on second and 9 for Broken Arrow at their own 47-yard line, trailing 42-7 fourth quarter. They'll hand off left side. This one again to Boykin, and he got smacked by Lewis. Mitchell Lewis get him right in the hole. They're going to give him two, but that might be generous. It'll be fourth or third down, pardon me, and about 7 for Broken Arrow. We'll call it 8, actually, from their own 49.
Well, I like to see anytime you get the 2s in there, stepping up, making some plays, putting a hat on a guy. That encourages a lot of the younger players that are either standing on the bench or even on the field at this time to really just get after it. And defense is one of those awesome times you can just get going full speed.
Matt Kaiser goes far to the right. Another receiver split out that way as well. And the shotgun once again is Yeager. Yeager's going to roll to his right. He's got pressure. Yeager's going to have to hurry. Now he might try to run it. He does. Carter's after him, and he's going to go out of bounds with almost no gain. And another flag comes out. I think he actually may have lost a couple of yards. That might officially be a sack. That flag came out right at the end of that. Trey Thompson is the guy that pressured him. I didn't see anybody hit him going out of bounds.
I didn't either.
I wonder if somebody hit somebody else as they were going out of bounds.
Yeah, I was watching the quarterback, and he ended up over by the bench, which is about 15 yards back towards the stands, and it looked like someone may have pushed him, but I didn't see him, and Trey was the only guy around him when he went out of bounds, so I'd be interested to see actually who did that.
Yeah, I wonder if it's a backside.
What happened.
If it's a backside hit. I saw one player get grabbed and pushed aside. Here comes the call from our referee. It will be an unsportsmanlike. This one goes against Broken Arrow, though. That is Ethan Rowland, our referee. The other tonight, the umpire is Kevin Michaeloff. They have linesman Jared Jones, the line judge Dusty Hutchinson, and the back judge is Marcus Dolan. And I will say, you know, the third quarter was kind of heavy penalty-wise for Union, but that's exactly what happened. I would say this officiating crew's done a really good job.
I think it's been clean, and oftentimes you can say one way or another kind of missed a couple calls, but it hasn't really been anything besides a couple offsides.
I don't think I've seen them miss anything. These guys have been just point on. So Broken Arrow is going to end up with a fourth down and about 60 to go. They're going to punt this thing away, and another very poor kick is going to come off the side of the foot of the punter, but it's going to get another good roll for Sade. It's going to roll across the 25, down to the 22, down to the 21. Sade kicked that thing about 17 or 18 yards in the air, and it looked like it had a homing device on it as it just bounced and bounced and bounced down to the 21-yard line. of the Redskins turned out to be a good netback.
I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter how far it goes in the air as long as it rolls forever. And that's one where, you know, if you would have overplayed it like they'd been doing that rugby-style kick all night and Landon would have played to that left side, this time he just takes the snap, punts it away, and goes down the other side, the opposite side. So still nowhere to return it just because of the way it was, you know, not in the air too long.
10:06 to play in this game, 42-7. Union leads. They have it first and 10 now at their own 21-yard line. Once again, it is Peyton Morrison into quarterback spot. He's got three receivers to his left side. Morrison's going to hand inside, bursting forward around the 25 to the 26-yard line. Yet another flag out. That's Ronald Heron. We did see Ron play a little bit last year and played really well. He's another one of these guys. You know, you throw Heron, Kevion Cooper, Courtney Holmes. It's almost hard to tell those cats apart up here numbers-wise. You know?
They're really close in numbers. They're about the same stature size-wise. And each one of them hits the hole about the same speed. So unless you catch a number, the second number on the two, you know, you just a guess, a crapshoot at that point. But, man, I tell you, at running back position, we've got about five of them that have been cycling in there.
So we're going to call it second down. Pardon me, they're going to make it first down and 20 for Union, all the way back at the 12-yard line. Peyton Morrison's facing a very difficult situation here. Got three receivers to his left. Heron lined up. Peyton walks forward, changes the play. Now walks backward and shifts Heron to his right. Peyton standing at the 6-yard line will roll to his right. It's going to be a pure run. Oh, nice block out front by Heron, but Morrison will still go down around the 14. Heron, Jeff Wilton made the play, but Heron went and lit up Derek Shaw. Okay. Linebacker coming to the outside, and normally those running backs are going to just jump at your legs. Ronald Heron just blasted it.
He hit him hard, too. That's their starting middle linebacker, and he just put a lick right on him. They're calling the time as injury timeout, so he's going to have to take a break. So number 33, Carter Key, took a pop from Heron.
That's going to be a gain of no more than about two, but an impressive block nonetheless. They'll put it at the 14-yard line. We'll call it second down now, and about 17 to go. Need the 31 for the first down. Nichols will be in the slot on the left side. Also out there is Marco Jackson. He's far out to the left side. Peyton Morrison again in the shotgun. Heron to his left. Morrison is going to fire to the left, and that ball is too low and incomplete right at the 20-yard line, trying to get it out to Marco. But Jackson could not hold it, and that was going to be a tough catch, and it's going to be third down and 17. Kaywan Daniels, the guy out there.
That's just a pre-snap read there by Peyton to make that play, thrown out there way on the outside. And maybe he had a little better shot there to throw to Nichols right down the middle on a skinny post.
Third down now and 17 for Union in their own 14-yard line, but the Redskins up 42-7 here in the fourth period. They're going to hand it off to Heron. Safe play to the left side. He got nothing. Maybe a yard. We'll put it to the 15-yard line. Austin Romine on the tackle, and Union will have to kick this thing away. 8:57 to play here in this game. A safe lead at 42-7, but with Jinx coming up next week, what you want is a little bit of momentum and some crisp play to end this thing.
Yeah, I think you've seen everything you need to from the ones tonight. They did as good a job as what you could expect to come in week two. And now working the rest of this offense in there, at times it tends to struggle, and I feel like there's a couple plays there that have been led by the quarterback.
Here comes the punt from Sparkwire. Really nice kick. Holiday's going to be back to catch it, and he does on the run at the 42-yard line, but driven out of bounds immediately. Really nice job right there. That was, I think it was Reed Smith. Yep, Reed Smith, who did that. Really good job there by Reed Smith, and Broken Arrow will take the football once again. 8:25 to play here. We're going to have a timeout as well. The Redskins lead 42-7. This is Union Football on KRMG.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 29 years strong, and we proudly support all Union athletes and their parents.
29 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service,
affordable financing, and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us, Classic Chevrolet, on Facebook, showing off your Union pride. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Come see us in Owosso at Classic Chevrolet, online at classicchevrolet.net.
This is ELP SmartSide Trim and Siding Home Builder Spotlight, featuring Smalley-Go Properties. Smalley-Go Properties provides superior construction and unparalleled customer service to ensure you always get the quality and value you're looking for in your new home. Smalley-Go dives into every detail to guarantee your satisfaction, which is why they use the best products like ELP SmartSide Trim and Siding. Look for Smalley-Go Properties, exceptional homes, and brand new senior living projects in Skiatook, Collinsville, Ooliga, Owosso, Bartlesville, Claremore, and more. Visit SmalleyGoProperties.com.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Back in fourth quarter here, Union leading 42-7 over the Broken Arrow Tigers. Rick Corey with Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, and the Johns boys. 8:16 to play in this game. As I said, 42-7. The Broken Arrow comes out and throws it to Boykin. Landon Wood makes the tackle. It's a gain of one. It'll be second down and nine. The ball will beat the 45-yard line of Broken Arrow as they continue to try to move it. Cade Yeager, their quarterback, has had a tough night, especially against those Union ones. Keandre Boykin, the backup running back's had a little bit better success. Three receivers come to the near side. Yeager again in the shotgun, standing right at the 40. Yeager's going to give to Boykin. He's got a lot of room. 45-50, breaks free. 45-40, it's a foot race. 35-30, 25-20, and he's tackled from behind. He lost that foot race to Raphael Williams, but he did make it all the way down to the 17-yard line. That is a 35-yard run for Broken Arrow, and the Tigers are threatening to make it a little closer here with 7:41 to play in this game.
He got off that corner there out the outside tackle and looked like he was off to the races, and great hustle out there by Ralphie to run him down there and bring him down without getting all the way to the end zone.
17-yard line. That's where the Broken Arrow Tigers will start. That's Union 17. First and 10. Three receivers come left side. Again, Boykin lined up to the left of Cade Yeager. Yeager's going to hand to Boykin again, and he dropped the football. There's a big pileup in there. Like a lot of jerseys. Can't really tell. No one's saying who has it yet. Coming up off the bottom, it's a Redskin with the ball. That was Raphael Williams, the same guy who just ran the play down.
He earned that one, didn't he?
Yep, he did earn that one. That's akin to being the guy that makes the great play in the field. You come to bat first, next inning in baseball, right?
Yeah.
He runs the guy down, and then they pop that ball out of there, and it's his. So with 7:21 to play here in this game, Union gets their turnover. Redskins turned it over on interception tonight. I believe that's Broken Arrow's first turnover. It is. So
yep.
We're even at one apiece right there. 42-7, Union leads, 7:21 to go. I'm assuming we'll still see Peyton Morrison at quarterback as I'm looking. Yep, number 17 will run out there. Running Heron. Back this time, looks like it will
Heron.
Be. That's Ronald Heron again. We've got so many, you always have to watch, right? All right, two receivers right side. That's the near side. One to the left again for Morrison. He raises up, fires quickly to the right side. That ball is caught at the 25, or at the 20, pardon me, shifting away at the 22-yard line and then tackled right away by Broken Arrow. That was Devontae Armstead who made the catch. Devontae made a pretty good move, and Gary Mossop able to finally bring him down. That's a really nice play to get that 4.5 yards. Didn't think he was going to get much.
Yeah, that was good pursuit. He made a couple shifty plays on the outside, and with just a little bit more space, I think he probably goes the distance, but way to go and just getting down the field.
So we'll call it 2nd and 5. Heron again at the running back spot. Two receivers left side, one to the right. Union bringing in a lot of young receivers as well. 6:46 and counting here to play. 42-7, Redskins lead. Heron shifts to the left of Morrison in the shotgun. Morrison fakes, goes back, throws. That ball's caught at the 24, down to the 25, to the 26, to the 27. Ford across the 30, 35, 40. That is Brock Henry. He was brought down by Jeff Wilton, but holy cow, he rumbles forward for 19 more. Looked like he was going to be tackled by about 6 different guys. None of them got him down.
Yes, sir. Looked like he didn't get any, but picked up a whole bunch.
Doc Levins?
Brock Henry is a sophomore, and he's a little brother of Alec Henry, who played at OU, and he is going to be some kind of player for Union.
There you go. Alec Henry was a former University of Tulsa offensive lineman, too. Ronald Heron still in there at the running back spot. Union 1st and 10 at their own 40 now. 6:27 to play. 42-7. Redskins up. They are taking their time. Peyton Morrison at that quarterback slot. Heron shifted to his right in the shotgun, both standing near the 45. He's going to hand to Heron, and he's going to bounce forward across the 40 to the 42, maybe the 43. Yeah, they're going to give him the 43. Looks like Matt Westfall made the tackle. And Lawrence in there as well. But that's going to be a very difficult 3 yards. We'll call it 2nd and 7.
You just like to see those kind of piles. I mean, the line of scrimmage stopped about the 10-yard marker, and it was like a rugby scrum just continuing to just mow down the field and pick up a couple yards out of that. That's good stuff.
Appalachian State did that to Tennessee several times last night, just pushed the pile, but they lost that game in overtime 20-13. Second down and 7 now for Union at their own 43-yard line. They'll need right at midfield for the first down. Morrison once again in the shotgun, fires to his right. That ball is dropped at the 42-yard line. That's what happens when you're a young receiver. You take a look upfield. Devontae Armstead had a chance at that one, and you take that eye off the ball just long enough to look upfield to see what move you need to make, and it turns out you don't need to make one at all.
Yeah, he had a little bit too much space on that one. He made the catch under pressure the last time out, and this time no pressure at all, and looked upfield and made a move too quick.
Courtney Holmes will be at the running back spot now. Caleb Stacy comes in to play the wide receiver on the left side as Union continues to make wholesale changes. Brock Henry in the side as well. 5:42 to play, 42-7. Union is up. They're going to have a third down and 7 at their own 43. They'll need midfield. Morrison with the snap. Fires to the right. That ball is dropped again. Oh, my. Devontae Armstead, that is two in a row. Both of them hit him square in the hands, and neither one of them went home. But he'll go to the sidelines, probably have a coach do some fanatical encouragement. And he will not feel any better about it. Duck Levins?
Devontae I know really well because he goes to my church. But anyway, Devontae's much more the track runner than the football player, but he's on the Junior Olympic track team.
Also, Bobby Hayes.
So he may be on the wrong side of the ball.
Well, not necessarily, you know. You got to learn to catch it. That's what they did with Bull Bob. Farquhar on to punt, and this one's going to go off the side of his foot, and it's going to hit just short of midfield and take a broken arrow bounce backwards. Oh, my. That one's going to go to the 42-yard line. That is going to be a net punt of minus one. So Broken Arrow will take it over right there with 5:27 to play here in this game. Leading 42-7, the Union Redskins are. They'll play a little bit of defense. We'll take a quick break and come back. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Union football is a well-oiled machine, finely tuned and built to win. Your vehicle can be the same, and Briarwood Auto Service on 46th Street between Mingo and Memorial can help by keeping your car in its absolute best shape possible. Union fans can take advantage of $50 off any service or repair. That's $50 off service or repair, excluding basic maintenance. Briarwood Auto Service, a certified Napa Auto Parts dealer, 46th Street just west of Mingo. Help your vehicle be the best, most reliable it can be with Briarwood. See store for details.
Sometimes when the big banks offer an incentive, it's because the customer service isn't so good. But TCCU is local, you get great service, and they're making an impact on the community.
Right now, when you open a new TTCU checking account, online or in person, you'll get $100. Plus, every check card swipe helps an area school. Go to TTCU.com to learn more today. Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Back at Union Tunnel Stadium, Cade Yeager takes the snap, rolls to his right, and throws one up in the stands as Union got after him. 5:18 to play in this game. 42-7, Union leads. And Yeager got hit at the end of that play and is getting up very slowly. It was Elijah Tomlin who laid that hit in there on him. And Yeager, who if I'm Broken Arrow, I might go ahead and just tell him to have a seat because he's really taking some punishment tonight.
Yeah, he's taking some shots tonight. He's going to get up sore tomorrow. And I think he may have just taken an extra 15 talking to the referee. But, I mean, the kid's been as tough as he could tonight. He's taken some hellacious shots and really stayed in there. This time he stayed in the pocket, tried to stay alive, got out of the pocket, and just didn't have anywhere still to go with it.
They called it grounding there, so that's going to back it up, and it's also a loss of down as he threw that one up against the concrete on the east side of this field here at Union Tunnel Stadium. 5:18 to play, 42-7 Union. It's been all Redskins. Be interesting to hear what Kirk Frederick will, immediately after this game, we'll talk to Coach Kirk Frederick. We'll get his comments. And well, you know, last year's team started 0-2. This one starts 2-0, and it's a different group, isn't it? So it's going to be second down and about 600 yards to go. Another flag flies as they hand off to Cooper, or pardon me, to Boykin. And he's going to be taken down. Trey Thompson made the hit. That'll move it to the 42, but that depends on what that penalty is and where it was thrown. I'm thinking that's probably going to be a hold.
Yeah, from back there, it looks like again. And at this point, it looks like it's going to be second down. They probably, what are they going to hit? Second or
chop
third?
Block, I believe is what they called.
So that'll be a replay of second down.
Yeah,
second
it will be a
down
replay of second
50.
Down, but yeah, it will be. They're going to say, all right, Union or Broken Arrow. The ball's going to be placed, I think, around the 26, 25.
22.
No, the 22. The first down marker is Union's 32. That's a four. It is second and 46.
I wasn't
46.
Too far off.
All right, I've seen some strange second downs. I don't know that I've seen second and 46, and there is not, I know, a second and 46 play call.
No?
Cade Yeager probably with his second and 45 call instead. Set up around his own 22-yard line. Cortez will be the running back once again. 5:04 to play in this game, 42-7 Union, and poor Broken Arrow is looking at forever. Play clock is almost down to nothing. They drop the snap, and they pick it up. Cortez does, runs across the 20 to the 25, up to around the 26-yard line. Brayton Spicer is still in there, so some of the ones are sprinkled in, and Murdoch helped make the play. They'll take him down around the 26-yard line. That'll be a gain of about five, and at least it went forward.
He made lemonade out of that one. I don't know how it didn't go through both of their legs. Somehow he fielded it like a shortstop one-handed and made some yards upfield.
Maybe he is a shortstop. A lot of these guys play more than one sport, as you well know. So it'll be now third down and not quite 46. We'll call it third down and 40, and they're going to hand off once again. And Cortez is going to go across the 30, and, you know, discretion is the better part of valor. Let's just get off the field. Daylon Figures on the tackle. That'll be, it's going to bring up fourth down in Woodland Hills, so they're going to still kick this thing away.
We had a play for this at college, and it never truly played out, but we practice it every week. We'd line up in the shotgun formation, and it was just quick punt. If it's third and 900, you quick punt it and just change the position.
Well, University of Tulsa, they did it all the time when Paul Smith was there. They just left, you know, Paul would just back up one or two steps in the shotgun and kick the thing, and it was very effective. So they bring in their punter, and he's going to soccer-style that thing, and it's going to take another huge bounce, another broken arrow bounce. Landon Wood's going to pick it up, though. Landon's got a little room. Oh, and dragged down by the shirt tail. Landon at the 25, taken down by Peyton Ross. He breaks that one. It might be fun. I like the fact that he went to get it. It was bouncing backwards. He knew he had the room. He picked it up. That turns out to be a terrific punt. What's the net on that one, Richard?
He made a great play on that ball.
50. So the punt is longer than the first down the yardage.
There you go.
That's nice.
Well, that's the first time we've seen a really good punt out of that tonight. Well, maybe second one, but Landon did a great job of letting the ball bounce a couple times and then making a play on it. And like you said, a guy grabs his shirt tail, and if he doesn't, he's got lots of room to run.
So here we go, 3:34 to play in this game. Union leading by a score of 42-7, and once again, Peyton Morrison will come into this game and play a little quarterback. Courtney Holmes will be set behind him as a running back. Union double tight, two wide receivers. They're going to probably hand this thing off, and they do. Holmes got a lot of room, though, across the 30, still on his feet, up to around the 34. He'll get nine before he's dragged down by Tucker Dunlap. So it'll be second down and one now for the Redskins.
Well, lots of room to run there. That's the first time we've seen Courtney in the game with any big space, and tried to make something of it.
3:11 to go now. Courtney Holmes still in the game at the running back spot. Union going to let that play clock run down as much as possible. 13 on there right now. And the Redskins leading 42-7. They'll have Jinx next week at H.A. Chapman Stadium. Skelly Field right there on Glenn Dobbs Drive. Double tight again for the Redskins, and Morrison will again hand it off. And bouncing forward once again is Courtney Holmes, and he's got the first down across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Matt Westfall on the tackle, and these teams now are just playing out the string.
Yeah, this is the best time you could have on the offensive side. It's almost like a victory formation, but the twos and threes and everybody that gets in the game still gets to pick up some yards and, you know, pat themselves on the back and get excited about it.
First and 10, Union at the 36-yard line. They've accomplished tonight almost everything they wanted to in winning this game against Broken Arrow. This will be now 34 out of the last 35, I believe, they have beaten the Tigers. That is a stranglehold right there. Courtney Holmes again at the running back in the double tight formation. And the shotgun is Morrison. He's going to hand off to Holmes. Big hole. Holmes at the 40. Holmes at the 45. Bounces outside the 50. Cuts back to the 47. And he'll go down there. Broken Arrow rips at the football but can't get it out. Jeff Wilton on the final tackle, though. That's good for 15 and another first down for the Redskins with 2:14 to go here in this game, up 42-7.
Well, we talked about it. Yosef out there, little guy, little receiver downfield. He's catching some from Coach down there, the receivers coach, but downfield making great blocks, and that's awesome out of a young rookie. Coach probably just saying, hey, stay engaged, keep your feet moving, and drive him out of the way so we can pick up a few extra.
Henry and Heiser are going to be the tight ends in this formation. Ronald Heron will be your running back. Ronald's got a guy with some burst, too. A couple of receivers, too, as Union playing it tight right here. Broken Arrow with three down and a tight defensive end. Hand off again to Heron, and he's going to bounce out of one guy's hands around the 45 and push forward across the 40. It was Tucker Dunlap that missed him at first. So Heron's going to get about eight. It's going to be second down and two, a minute 40 and counting, but this group wants to score.
They want to get down the field. And a big shout-out to my boy Grant Merrill out there in Northwest Arkansas, taking a look at what the Union Redskins got going on tonight. So good to hear from you there, Grant.
Second down and about two for Union at the 40-yard line of Broken Arrow. They get the 38. They'll have the first. A minute 21 to play in this game, up 42-7. Maroof, the wide receiver, to the near side as Peyton Morrison shifts Ronald Heron to his right. Morrison in the shotgun right below the red part of the split U. Hands it off, and Ronald Heron's going to buck forward and get the first down. Nice job by Heron. Ryan Barwick brought him down. Heron was met more close to in the hole, but just put that shoulder down and nudged forward. Going to get up to around the, let's try to call it the 37-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 there.
I can tell you this. Heron wants to get in the end zone and get a little taste of that. He's fighting for every yard, and he's not too far from just busting one loose.
So a lot of new faces out there for Union. They're going to take a lot of time off that play clock. It's at 12, and Peyton Morrison walks forward. Double tight, two receivers. And again, Ronald Heron is the single running back. He moves him to the right side, and Morrison, standing at the 42, gets the ball, hands it to Heron. Heron breaks a tackle to 40, breaks another. Oh, if he breaks that one, he's going to go. But he didn't quite get out of that one. And at the 33, he's brought down by Austin Carter. So that's a kind of an exciting two-yard run. Play clock has not started yet. The game clock at 25, 24. Nope, they haven't started the play clock, so we're done. Okay, that's going to do it. Union does not have to snap it again. The game clock at 19, the play clock at 21, and that'll do it. So the Redskins come in after winning at South Lake Carroll, thinking they had a pretty doggone good football team, wondering what they'd do against Broken Arrow, and tonight they did it. We're at 5 to go, 4, 3, 2, 1. All zeros. 42-7. The Redskins beat the Broken Arrow Tigers here at Union Tunnel Stadium. A 2-0 start in Jinx coming up next week. Coming back with our postgame next. This is Redskins football on KRMG.